Citizens in Garfield County, Colorado, and southwestern Oregon who oppose the proposed Jordan Cove liquefied natural gas plant and Pacific Connector pipeline project got their wish last month to stop the project, at least temporarily. A circuit court judge in Douglas County, Oregon, ruled in late January that the Pacific Connector gas pipeline did not meet county permit conditions and that Douglas County violated the law by issuing two permit extensions after the permit expired in 2016. The ruling reverses the county's decision to grant extensions for a permit that covers a particular 7-mile stretch. It also voids all previous county conditional land use permits for the pipeline, including one issued in December 2018.
And as far as I can see, that effectively kills the project.
Stacy McLaughlin is a Douglas County landowner and the leading plaintiff in the case.
If you can't connect the pipeline in that 7-mile stretch and you have to go through the coastal zone management area, you either have to move the pipeline or you have to reapply. But it doesn't guarantee that they're going to get that 7-mile stretch approved.
The Jordan Cove and the 229-mile Pacific Connector Pipeline project would take fracked natural gas from western Colorado and Canada across southern Oregon to a natural gas liquefaction plant in Coos Bay for export to Asian markets. A wide array of citizens from western Colorado and southern Oregon oppose the project, including Oregon activist Alex Budd. He told KDNK last fall that the project has been fraught with problems since it was first approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, as a natural gas import project 10 years ago. First, he says, Jordan Cove did not start to build after initial approval.
They were also sued by the state of Oregon over the FERC approval. That was tied up in court for a few years. So then in 2012, I believe, Jordan Cove turned around and said, actually, we want to export gas, and we're going to bring it from the Rockies or from Canada, liquefy it, and then ship it to Asia. The permitting phase for that went through 2016, when in March of 2016, FERC denied their permit.
Jordan Cove appealed to no avail, and FERC gave its final denial in December 2016. But Jordan Cove did not take no for an answer.
In January of 2017, Jordan Cove filed a new application. And that same month, the Trump administration officials said one of the first things we want to do is export natural gas, fracked gas, in the Northwest. And when asked for clarification, they said they were talking about Jordan Cove.
Officials in both states, including Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton and Garfield County commissioners, continue to promote the project, hoping that new overseas markets will balance out the boom-bust cycle of natural gas extraction. Garfield County commissioners recently signed a third letter of support. Stacy McLaughlin believes Colorado is being sold a bill of goods from Calgary-based Pembina, the project owner.
They are dangling a carrot in front of you. If you go and you listen to their stock calls and you look at their investor calls, you will see that their goal is 100% to get Canadian gas out of Canada via the United States and building a terminal in Jordan Cove. They're promising you a lot and will likely deliver very little.
According to the World News, a Coos Bay publication, an average of 8% of the gas piped to Jordan Cove would come from Colorado, the remaining 92% from Canada. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that as of September 2018, western Colorado natural gas would make up between 75 million and 150 million cubic feet out of 1.3 billion cubic feet shipped per day once the project goes online. Douglas County could end up approving a conditional use permit for the 7-mile stretch, but litigation and state-level permits in Oregon could further delay the project. Jordan Cove representatives could not be reached for comment, but in a press release, the company said it's looking at all options, including an appeal of the circuit court ruling. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.